Yeah, Don't Start Now was started in Wyoming at Emily's place. Okay. And it was started with Duo in mind. You know, that was like a year and a half process of trying to figure out like what, you know, and Duo blew up and she's working with everyone now, and like she's in with Diplo and Mark Ronson, and like, you know, it's cool to get like the first hit, but to get the second one would be the coolest thing ever. So like we were chasing it for a long time, and like, you know, trying to think about how to do like, you know, sophisticated, confident sassiness,
right?
And that came, you know, what came out of it was Don't Start Now. I'm usually like kind of sassy records that are like, you know, boy this, boy that, like,
right.
I think most of those records kind of treat the audience like an idiot, and I think that if you really want to get through to people, you've got to be like a little smart about it. So I think it's like what I love about, you know, what Emily, Caroline, and Duo did is that all the lyrics are confident and they're smart. It's not just like some heartless moving on song.
Right,
it's like,
right.
You know, I've recovered from this and I'm even better now. And if you don't want to see it, don't come out, you know, don't show up, because you're going to see just how good I'm doing, you know?
Right.
I love that message. And I think that people resonate with that message. And me, I got to go Bee Gees and, you know, little two-door cinema club and obviously Cowbell. So it's you know, and a little bit of Daft Punk influence and stuff. So yeah, it's like a good combination of, you know, confident, classy production and classy top line.